I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On today's broadcast, an update shows that things actually can get worse in India, but it's a call for prayer and action. And later we'll learn why the lives of college students in North America are about to change direction. So listen closely, because there's a place for you in every story. We'll begin today in India, where new reports reveal more devastation from southern India's worst flooding in a century. Floodwaters have claimed nearly 1,000 lives throughout the region. India Partners' Donna Glass explains.
The flooding has just been devastating homes and roads and taking out bridges. And it's not just in the rural areas, but it's also kind of moving into more of the urban areas, more towns. And so where you have more concentrated living situations and people are evacuating via boats to get to relief camps that are out of the flood zone.
India Partners is on the ground distributing aid to those who have not gone to relief camps. It's part of their effort to see an India rich in hope, justice, and compassion.
What our partners are doing is they're going into villages where they've already built relationships and seeing what needs are in those villages. There are about 10 villages that they've identified where they have already been working and they've built relationships within those villages. So coming back in times of disaster and bringing relief in the form of food and basic hygiene supplies, it continues that relationship, and so that there's a trust and a bond with those villagers.
Pray for those who've been displaced by the floods and help provide basic needs through India Partners. Next, child sponsorship is a popular way for people to give to ministries. However, a study by Gray Matter Research and Opinions for Good shows that 54% of current child sponsors think it's mostly a gimmick to get donations. Gary Edmonds, president of Food for the Hungry, says that couldn't be further from the truth. When you sponsor a child with FH, you're directly improving that particular child's life.
We monitor hope, and we have found that where there is child sponsorship, actually, hope rises. They have a growth in sense of self-worth. They have a sense that they can make a difference in their community, in their own lives.
For example,
these children, all of a sudden, rather than getting only a first grade or second grade education, as I've seen in some contexts, they have aspirations to go on, you know, secondary school, go on, some of them to college and beyond. So education is significantly higher in those who are sponsored.
FH serves these kids in the name of Jesus and intentionally shares his love with them. You can sponsor a child with FH for just $38 a month. We can get you started at missionnews.org.
If you were to consider sponsoring a child, you can be about literally changing the trajectory of life for many of these young people by being in that kind of a relationship.
And InterVarsity Christian Fellowships Urbana 18 is getting closer, and with it, the excitement and the opportunities are growing. InterVarsity's Ruth Hubbard tells us,
Urbana is a student missions conference. And we're committed to all three of those things, that it is designed specifically for undergrad and graduate students. It is focused on global missions, and it's a conference. We're not trying to be a separate organization or something beyond that. It is an event.
So every 3 years, InterVarsity unites 16,000 students to hear from missional leaders and meet with hundreds of Christian organizations. And to help these students also grow in their faith, Urbana has Bible studies and a main biblical theme. This year's theme is on the Book of Revelation.
The Book of Revelation begins with a description that this is the revealing, the unveiling of ultimate reality, that this ultimate reality is the eternity where God is worshiped around the throne by people from every tribe, nation, tongue, language, all the ethne. And so having that vision and view of God is something that moves people.
InterVarsity is praying that Urbana will help students develop that view. You can learn more or sign up for Urbana through links at our website. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering a free resource called 33 Affirmations. It's a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are in Christ. Start your journey by clicking on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.